Family planning is a joint responsibility. But soon men may face a greater share of the burden with the development of a male contraceptive pill. Researchers at Monash University are designing a hormone-free oral pill to allow for a wider variety of birth control. Laura Lavelle reports.
When it comes to birth control, it has long been a woman's game. Scientists at Monash University hope to change that, with the drug hoping to hit shelves in less than a decade. Lead researcher for the male contraceptive program, Sab Ventura, thinks they're onto a winner with a non-hormonal pill that can be easily taken.
Well, we've come up with an idea where we think we can produce a non-hormonal oral contraceptive for men, which will have the advantage that it's non-hormonal, so it won't have all of the nasty side effects that previous ones that have been tried have.
Previous attempts at male contraception have included injections. However, men reported experiencing a number of side effects from these trials. Those included acne, decrease in libido, mood swings, and muscle aches.
So previous hormonal efforts to make a male contraceptive have made sort of men lose their masculinity. So in various ways, they might have produced things like raising their voice to a higher level, caused breast enlargement, things that like males don't really tolerate happening to their body.
So what's the science? How does this little pill work?
What we're going to do is to stop the tube from contracting, which normally transports sperm from where it's normally stored to where it needs to go to be ejaculated out of the body. And that way, when ejaculation occurs, there's no sperm coming out.
But don't go rushing out to chemists just yet. The pill isn't likely to hit shelves soon. Mr. Ventura says it's not a case of time, but money that is preventing its creation.
It's not really a question of time, it's more a question of money. So it depends. If a lot of money got thrown at it, we could probably make it happen in between sort of 5 or 10 years. But at the moment, with the amount of money that we've got coming into progress the project, it will probably take a lot longer than that.
Mr. Ventura says the male pill has also been stalled due to a lack of interest from pharmaceutical companies.
The pharmaceutical companies, I mean, it costs them so much money to make a drug, like up to $1 billion. So if they're going to invest that sort of money, they want to make sure that they're really going to make that money back, and even more. They want to make a profit. They want to see a profit. So I guess they're not really that convinced that everyone would use it, or a lot of people would use it.
Although little indication has been given, experts say we can expect the pill to be available within the next decade. So, if it's released, will people take it?
I think so, yeah. Well, I guess sometimes you have to negotiate with, like, your partner whether they're going to take the pill or not. But I guess that's good if you can decide to take your own contraceptive pills, yeah. So it doesn't become, like, it's only their job.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's just as much responsibility on whether it's the guy or the girl to actually take something as contraception. It's an interesting concept because it's always been a woman's responsibility.
Yeah, I would. I think it's only fair, and I think it's just like even better chances of not conceiving.
Yeah, take it. I think that would be a discussion like to have with my partner.
Sponsors of the project are not only concerned about those in Western countries. In fact, plans have been made for its release in developing countries.
Actually, the people that have funded us, they want to make it very readily available to the developing world. So they want to make it almost free to the developing world. So they don't want the people making it to be making super large profits. So they're happy for people to pay for it in developed Western countries, but they want to use that money to make it free for the developing world where the big population explosion is happening.
Executive Officer for Marie Stopes International Australia, Chris Turner, says a male pill would help their family planning work in developing countries.
We work on a global scale, and our mission is to provide family planning and safe abortion services to reach the unmet need for those everywhere we can. So a safe male contraceptive pill would open up a new avenue and would most importantly, help shift the burden of contraceptive responsibility towards men.
The organisation provides services to over 10 million people and estimates less than 1% of those were men. Mr. Turner says the contraceptive pill would dramatically help unwanted pregnancies each year, but is concerned that the public may have some apprehensions.
I think it would face challenges around traditional masculine attitudes, cultural barriers, probably concerns about impotence or effect on sex drive. But those are all things we currently face anyway in our work promoting and providing vasectomies. So I wouldn't imagine these are things that should be holding us back.
For more information about the male contraceptive program, visit the Monash University website.
And that story was by Laura Lavelle.